reviled him. Matthew 27, verse 44. Having been hurt, the thief hurts. Having been wounded, he wounds. Even Skull Hill has a pecking order, and this thief refuses the bottom rung. He joins the jeerers who said, "He saved others, he can't save himself. King of Israel is he? Then let him get down from that cross. He did claim to be God's son, didn't he?" Matthew 27, verses 42 through 43. But Jesus refuses to retaliate. The thief sees, for the first time that day, for the first time in how many days, kindness. Not darting glances or snarling lips, but patient forbearance. The thief softens. He stops mocking Christ and then attempts to stop the mocking of Christ. "We deserve this, but not him," he confesses to the crook on the other cross. "He did nothing to deserve this." Luke 23, verse 41. The thief senses he's close to a man heaven-bound and requests a recommendation. "Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom." 23, verse 42. And Jesus, who made and makes an eternal life out of inviting illegal immigrants into his Oval Office, issues this grace-drenched reply. "Don't worry, I will. Today you will join me in paradise." Luke 23, verse 43. And the bad day of the bad man is met with the gracious gift of a mercy-giving God. What does the thief see now? He sees a son entrust his mother to a friend and honor a friend with his mother, John 19, verses 26 through 27. He sees the God who wrote the book on grace, the God who coaxed Adam and Eve out of the bushes, murderous Moses out of the desert, the God who made a place for David, though David made a move on Bathsheba, the God who didn't give up on Elijah, though Elijah gave up on God. This is what the thief sees. What does he hear? He hears what fugitive Moses heard in the desert, depressed Elijah heard in the desert, adulterous David heard after Bathsheba. He hears what a fickle Peter heard after the rooster crowed, the storm-tossed disciples heard after the wind stopped, the cheating woman heard after the men left, the oft-married Samaritan woman heard before the disciples came. The hard-headed and hard-hearted Saul would hear after the light shone. The paralytic heard when his friends lowered him through the roof. The blind man heard when Jesus found him on the street. The disciples would soon hear from Jesus on the beach early one morning. He hears the official language of Christ, grace, undeserved, unexpected grace. "Today you would join me in paradise." Luke 23, verse 43. Paradise, the intermediate.